The Coast Guard reported the dead 47-foot female humpback to NOAA on Sunday evening. It had washed ashore on the south side of Khrushchev Island. Bad weather delayed the team until Thursday, and when they finally arrived, they found the whale in a different position.
When we got out there, the whale had rotated 180 degrees and then flipped over onto its stomach from all the surf and swell out there.
Lauren Wild is a fisheries technology professor at UAS and the volunteer coordinator for Sitka Stranding Network. She says that the whale had already started to decompose when they arrived. It's a smell that she's gotten used to over the years, but for newbies, it can be shocking.
It's funny to watch people's facial expression change as they move towards this whale, and they just kind of have this look of horror, like, do I have to keep walking forward or can I stop now?
Despite the smell, the team of UAS researchers and local volunteers from the city, school district, and Sitka Tribe of Alaska got to work cutting the whale open. It took 5.5 hours and 10 people to take photos and notes, collect tissue samples, and examine the whale for signs of trauma.
It takes a while and a lot of muscle power to cut through the blubber and then flens that back and peel it back and then cut through the muscle to access the inner organs.
Conducting a necropsy can be dangerous, Wild says. If the whale's bloated, responders have to take care that it doesn't explode when they cut it open. Carcasses can also attract bears, and the scenes can be hectic, with lots of people working quickly with sharp tools. All of the responders have received specialized training from NOAA.
We just have to be really careful because, especially because whales are, you know, really oily. The blubber is just really oily. So as you start cutting, the animal is just oozing oils. And so that makes things really slippery.
Wild says whale necropsies in Sitka Sound are fairly uncommon. When they receive a notice of a dead whale, they can't always get to it. Or sometimes it's washed away by the time they do. But conducting necropsies is important because it can teach researchers about whales and any changes that might be happening in their environments.
I like to think of a dead whale as kind of like a gold mine of opportunity, and there's always something and information that can be gleaned from it. And it's just a matter of trying to get as many people to help figure that out in the short amount of time that you have.
As far as what killed this humpback, Wild says they didn't find a smoking gun. The whale looked healthy, and its belly was full of herring. But they did find some evidence of blunt trauma. They sent samples off to the lab, and they'll have to wait for the results to find out more. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.